On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking today from partly sunny, partly cloudy Seattle here at Hubbard Radio on KKNW AM 1150. If you're not listening here in the Seattle area, you might be listening somewhere in Connecticut, Rhode Island, or New York on WBLQ AM 1230. Hi to the clan there. I appreciate what you guys do at that end. You might be listening somewhere across the United States on cable radio network, CRN. Or perhaps anywhere around the world, and I know we have listeners from all corners of the world because I hear from you guys on Transformation Talk Radio, wherever you're joining us from here today. I'm so grateful you are, and I think you're going to be happy you joined us. But first, before we get into what we're talking about today, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, who allows you to hear this conversation through the magic of technology. And he's just such a whiz kid, so to speak.
I'm by far not a whiz kid, that's for sure.
I'm so impressed with all your multitasking.
I'm just quick at it. But thank you very much. I was going to ask, you said, because we reach all the corners of the world, do you know how far you've reached?
I've heard from people in the Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
People in Belarus? Is that how you pronounce it?
I was terrible at geography.
South America.
I know where that is.
Yeah. I think Australia as well. So yeah, people okay. All over the place. Yeah. And if my 21-year-old were here, he'd be laughing at me. You don't know where Belarus is, Mom?
How dare you? We actually grew up with, I know I'm calling my mom out, but we couldn't eat dinner until we had to find the state capitals. We had little maps on our dinner table.
Oh, no.
She was ruthless. She really... We only did, America, we only did our states, but we had to find the state capitals and find the state before we could eat. She'd do it every night, but when you really think about it, it's pretty smart.
So you learned your state capitals.
Really quickly.
Yeah.
So when I got to I think I really had to learn them officially by heart by, early high freshman year or something like that. Something uh-huh. really easy. And it was just like cakewalk and even know how to spell them and all that.
Right.
Everyone's like, how do you do that? I'm like, I don't want to get into it. I just want to eat my dinner. Just while you're at my dinner, okay?
Oh, that's great. Well, it's funny because my oldest son, he was always fascinated with these power places. I don't know. We'd be in a bookstore and he'd find his way to one of these books, that weren't in, it wasn't in the kids section. It was just like out in a general area and it would talk about the power places of the world. Mm-hmm. And they have places like Stonehenge and Easter Island. And he was fascinated by this. So he wanted to learn where all these places were. And by the time he was about 7 or 8, we had given him one of these talking globes.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those.
Give information about about all these different places in the world. And so he actually learned his world geography much better and much sooner than his United States geography.
I think it's a much better move right there.
Yeah. Well,
there's not much really to learn other than the states here, but.
Well, he may have a hard time telling you exactly where Illinois is. But,
Doesn't everybody? Doesn't everybody?
Tell you exactly where Monte Carlo is. So, Yeah.
Because we all want to go there.
Exactly.
I do.
Yeah, that would be fun. It's that time of year for those of us who celebrate Christmas. It's sort of a crazy time of year. And many of us actually give gifts to other people. Have you done your holiday shopping yet?
I would say I'm kind of about 40, 45%, maybe 50% done. I kind of get a head start on a lot of that stuff. I have the twins, so I'm really busy. And for efficiency when I'm out shopping, it's not going to happen with them because they're running all over and they just want to do. So, my mind is obviously separated, but I try to stay ahead of the game, but I'm getting there.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, it's funny because today we're talking about the joy of giving.
Mm-hmm.
And in this season of giving, I want us to sort of ponder the question, what does it mean to offer a gift from the heart? Mm-hmm. And can we do it in a way that honors the recipient, but also honors ourselves, our time, our money, our energy, and so that we feel in balance, and the gift recipient feels balanced as well. And I have to tell you, you know, I don't know if you guys have ever heard of The Five Primary Love Languages. It's a book written by Gary Chapman. It's one of my all-time favorite books. Anyway, he categorizes people into different ways that they speak love and like to hear love spoken to them. And there are five categories: words of affirmation, acts of service, quality time, touch, and gifts. So for me, my top two are quality time and gifts. So gifts are important to me, but gifts can mean all sorts of things. How about you, Benny?
Hang on. I know service is huge for me for giving. That is number one for me by far. I love doing it. I love seeing people's eyes get wide open and their mouth drops and they're like, wow. And then I just move on to something else. Uh-huh. It's kind of like what I do here.
Right.
And it extends outside the station as well. But that gives my biggest joy. Like the neighbor, you know, can't pull the garbage bin up the street or whatever. I'll be like, I'll be right back. And run down there and help them.
Oh, that's great.
That's the little things that I love doing all day, every day.
And I'm sure the people you do it for, including people like me here in the studio, truly appreciate it. Because that service is so essential to our functioning. And it also can fill up our love tanks, is the phrase that Gary Chapman uses. But yeah, it's so we tend to speak in different love languages. Mm-hmm. And for me, speaking in the language of gifts comes fairly easily because of the fact that I love to get gifts. And again, gifts don't necessarily mean, okay, it has to be something wrapped in a package or something that even costs any money. Mm-hmm. It could be a little note. It could be, you know, a dandelion from a child or whatever. But I love that. So I like to think in terms of how to make people happy by giving them gifts.
Like the attention to, as far as like just a small amount. See, that's where I would like, because you said what? Service, gifts, touch, affirmation, and quality time, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay, good. I wrote them all down quick enough. I would definitely go with quality time for me.
Uh-huh, that's my number one too.
Yeah, it's service and quality time just because, I mean, especially with my boys, I mean, they're running around. But the other day, we're just in the kitchen and I'm busy cooking dinner. I'm getting things ready. I'm like, boys, just a minute. And they're like, Dad, we want to play, back and forth. And I'm like, I just stopped for a second and was like, you know what? Pasta's not going to go anywhere. It can be a little overdone. If you want to play soccer, let's do it.
That's fabulous.
And so it went in there. But then I'm like, okay, I only got 3 minutes. And then they usually kind of like move on to something else anyways.
Sure. Well, they're at that age where they
Within two minutes, I'm like, okay, soccer's over. Back to pasta cooking I go.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Well, and I think that during the holidays, whether we're talking about Christmas or Hanukkah or any of the other holidays, I think that the quality time is really the number one thing that should be important, right? But particularly with Christmas, the gift giving is huge. So even if you don't celebrate Christmas, I think that the discussion today could serve you in terms of thinking in terms of gifts for people for birthdays and that sort of thing as well. And by the way, we're going to get into all sorts of things, but I'm eventually going to want to hear from you, the listener, because I know you guys have some stories to tell me and have some great great tips. You've probably gone on some great trips, too.
And you can receive some tips from there, too.
Yes. But, you know, Benny, I've already started my holiday shopping, and I actually have shopped for people I don't know, and it's given me great joy.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've shopped for some toys for a toy drive, and I have to tell you, got such a kick out of it. You know, I knew I was going to do this, and I was walking through Safeway the other day, and I saw these big stuffed animals, and there was one up there. It was this stuffed Saint Bernard that reminded me of one that I got when I was a kid that I wanted really badly. It was funny because the stuffed Saint Bernard I really wanted at this fair that summer, and my father tried his darndest to win it for me. I think it was throwing baseballs into something or whatever.
The milk jug things.
Yeah, and he was never able to get it. And so it was on my Christmas list, and it appeared, and so it was a really big deal. So I see this beautiful stuffed animal up there, and it was on sale. It was a great price, and I thought, I'm going to buy this. I don't know who I'm buying it for, but it's going to go in that toy bin. And also, I found a Spirograph. I don't know if you probably didn't.
Those
use
are
it.
The little. Am I doing? I'm obviously the everyone in radio land can see me what I'm doing. Yeah, it's like a geometric plastic thing, right? And
yeah,
you can do all designs and it's consistent, but you can change it.
There's a wheel and stuff.
Yeah,
and it creates
I had
all
these
one
designs. Of those actually.
Yeah, well,
not
I did
that
too.
Old.
So I got one of those as well. It's been great joy to be shopping because, you know, one of the things that as I got older, celebrating Christmas, I began to not only feel joy for the abundance that I knew that I was going to get, but I felt sadness knowing that there are people out there who wouldn't have that kind of abundance. So I have to tell you guys, it's great fun to shop for people you don't know. So anyway, that's just something that I do every year.
What's really cool is I'm part of a Volkswagen community called Death by Volkswagen, and it's just a group of guys that get together, and it's a weekly thing. Uh-huh. And my vice president, Jim Collier, is in the South End, and we have a North End president as well. Uh-huh. So we've also adapted, and in the last couple of years have locked into a giving tree. And it's super right. cool. Just to, you know, you get a little thing, and you really imagine yourself receiving that gift too for someone, and it just makes yes. you feel so good. And
it does feel
and,
good. You
know, and obviously, giving back to those that are less fortunate.
Yes, exactly.
So it's really cool that we do
That's
that as well.
Fabulous. Mm-hmm.
So
That's
it's on
fabulous.
The same borderline there.
Yeah, it is. So anyway, when thinking about coming up with a gift for somebody you care about during the holiday season, I think it's really, really important to know who your recipient is, not just the name and who they are in your life, but that you're choosing the gift for that person, their likes, their dislikes, their quirks, their whatever it is that makes them unique. You need to ask, what are their values? What are their needs? Because there are people out there who need certain things. It's funny because, you know, I actually like to wrap a few different things for my kids. And last year, my son was always, you know, saying, where's my phone charger? Where's my phone charger, right? So he got a new phone charger for Christmas. That was something
he took
needed.
His old one and wrapped it up. I'm just kidding. I wrapped it up.
Yeah, yeah. So sometimes you give somebody something wonderful if they really need it.
Yeah.
And then you ask questions like, well, is beauty important to them? And whatever you choose, is this something that he or she is really going to enjoy or really could use? And has he or she given you any clues? I mean, one of my sons, every time we go into this one store, there's just a few of these throw blankets, and he picks it up. He says, oh, Mom, this is so soft. He puts his arms into it, and he said, you know, the cats would really like this on my bed. And, you know, it's like, I get the hint, right? You know?
Wink, wink.
Yeah. So, you know, he's not listening now, so I can say this over the air. He will be getting one for Christmas.
Aww.
Yeah. But the thing is, when we choose a gift for somebody, whether it's a physical gift or not, and there are different types of gifts, and we're going to have a special person joining this call and or joining the show in just a few moments, we need to ask certain questions about it and be careful about mixed messages that come with gifts. But we're going to get into that in a few moments. More here on the Christine Eptrich Show in a little while.
There I stood in another land, trying to buy that last gift or two.
Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is a complete approach to wellness. Serenity Bliss offers integrated therapies for whole body health, from facials to massage, from laser skin treatments to herbal wellness, from chiropractic care to energy healing. We work with teens who want to put their best face forward, adults of all ages who want to maintain that youthful glow, and anyone who wants to enjoy vibrant well-being head to toe. Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa is bringing the European approach to restoring natural beauty and wellness here to the Seattle area. Located on the east side, off the beaten path, yet just minutes from the freeway. If you'd like to experience the joy of relaxation, skincare excellence, and total wellness, then come experience your Serenity Bliss. To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. That's SerenityBlissHolisticSpa.com. Or call 206-229-0086.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. For centuries, spiritual traditions have talked about how humans have an energy field, or aura, surrounding them. Although skeptical scientists refuted this for decades, science is now beginning to catch up with spirituality. Scientists can actually measure light emanating from living beings, so they can measure the human aura, which in scientific terms is known as the biofield. Many medical practitioners around the world use an instrument to evaluate a patient's biofield for the purpose of diagnosing illness. They understand that imbalanced or insufficient light in a person's energy field indicates a physical or emotional problem. The good news? There are ways to balance and increase your light, resulting in greater well-being. For more information, please check out StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Little boy waiting anxiously, pacing round like little boys do. And in his hands he held a pair of shoes. And his clothes were worn and old. He was dirty from head to toe. And when it came his time to pay, I couldn't believe what I heard him say. Sir, I wanna buy these shoes for my mama, please.
Oh, back to the Christine Upchurch Show with a few tears being shed.
Got you with that one, didn't
you? Oh, that song just really gets me every single time. So I'm not sure whether to thank you. Thank you for playing that or not, Benny. We're talking about the joy of giving during the holiday season. And we were talking about gifts and sort of some guidelines about how you really need to know the person and choose well for the person, because it's really about offering something from your heart, but something that the person is going to appreciate. So one of the questions you need to ask is, are you making a statement by the gift? And if so, is the statement either neutral to positive? So sometimes we can have... We can be giving gifts where we've got mixed messages that we're giving, such as an activity tracker or a pedometer for somebody who's overweight. I mean, if they've mentioned that they really want one, then great, you know, give them one. But if they haven't said anything about wanting to exercise more, or they haven't started doing a lot of, you know, exercising, then you might want to be careful about giving that sort of thing. Or like a pasta maker to somebody who eats out all the time. Or even something that would be great, like a time with a professional organizer, which I would absolutely love. It'd be on my Christmas list. But if the person is either oblivious to their mess or they feel embarrassed by it, then offering something like that as a gift might actually give a negative message. And also, you need to ask yourself, what impact does giving this gift have on you in terms of your money, your time, your stress? And so you need to ask yourself, are you going to remain in balance? How's the person going to feel about the gift next week, next month, next year? Is it something that's just going to be thrown out quickly? But that reminds me of something that one of my guests said once upon a time. One of my favorite guests who I've had on the show a couple of times. And she made a suggestion that was good enough that I thought, when I do this show on gift giving, I have to have her on. So I'm talking about Stephanie Bennett Vogt. She is the author of a couple of different wonderful books, Your Spacious Self, and her most recent is A Year to Clear. And she's on the line with us from, I don't know where, I think the Boston area, but I'm never sure where in the world she is, Stephanie Bennett Vogt. Stephanie, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh my gosh, it's always my pleasure to be on your show. That is a gift.
Well,
folks, this is a gift for you all.
Aww. Well, you know, Stephanie, when we've talked a lot about clutter clearing, and you have this great perspective on clutter, that it's not just about the stuff. it's about the energy, it's about the emotions. And and so you're not like just the professional organizer who goes in and sorts things into three different bins and then you're done with it. There's a lot more to it. But you have a different perspective on gift giving that I really appreciated when you shared it on the last show that I had you on. Mm-hmm. What was that?
Well, my whole thing, well, first, can I just say that when you talk about giving people the pedometer and the the pasta maker, and I cringe because to me it's just stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I do have a different perspective on it. And I know if anyone asked me what I wanted for Christmas or the holidays, I'd say, could you just maybe go into my basement and take out a bag full of stuff? Anything I haven't seen in over 10 years is fair game, and that would be the best holiday present for me, I have to say.
Okay, so taking things away as opposed to giving you things.
Oh, yes, because I just love how light I feel when there's more space in my house.
Uh-huh.
I just love the lightness. I'm almost addicted to the lightness of less things. So anyway, but to answer your question, my favorite thing to give is the experiences.
Oh, okay.
They're obviously an exchange of energy. You pay for it. Uh-huh. You're giving the gift to somebody you care about. But an experience is something that people will take away and remember.
Right.
You know, how often will people remember the pasta maker, you know? Other than it'll maybe make its way into the basement, right?
Uh-huh.
Because we've only used it once or twice.
Right.
And I just think experiences that honor that person. You know, it could be tickets to a show, or it could be you know, a dinner. That's a favorite in our family, is dinner. We always just light up and when somebody sends us a gift certificate somewhere for thanking us for something.
Right.
And
right.
I remember those dinners, you know, because we don't go out that often, and they're memorable.
Right.
But there is this guy that I quoted in a blog post, which, if anyone's interested, I wrote a blog about this a couple of years ago, actually last year, last December, called Gift Ideas That Are Not Things. Mm-hmm. And it's on my website at spaceclear.com. You can just, you know, pop in the word gift in the search box and it'll pop right up for you.
And Stephanie writes amazing blogs. I always read your blogs. I mean, I don't do that with many people's blogs, I have to tell you, but yours I read top to bottom.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Well, this one, you'd like this one also, Christine, and anybody on this show listening, because it's an excerpt of an article that I read in the Los Angeles Times by a fellow named Daniel Fink. And he just wrote the most beautiful little passage of how you could give if you feel you need to give. He'll say, you know, give food to the hungry, clothes and toys to those in need, or donations. Mm-hmm. It's much better to remember friends and family than the meaningless generic gift, a dustable. I love that word, dustable.
Uh-huh, right.
To sit on a shelf. Or yet another ill-fitting sweater in the wrong color.
Uh-huh. And you feel obligated to wear later when you really don't like it, yes.
I know. And then he goes on to say, you know, most older people need even fewer things.
Right.
Unfortunately, what they really want is youth, vigor, and health.
Mm-hmm.
And these are things we can't give them, but they, I'm sure many others, I'm quoting him here, would appreciate a call, a card, a visit from family, neighbors, and friends. So these are just other ways to give the gift. If you're feeling moved to give something.
Mm-hmm. So Stephanie, when you give experiences, like let's say that you're giving somebody a massage or a dinner, whatever.
Yeah.
Do you do it in a way where it's just, you know, for them, or do you do it in a way where you'd accompany them?
It's usually just for for them. Mm-hmm. Because often it might be someone that's out, you know, across the country or something. It's funny, you know, I don't give gifts that much anymore. And with my family in particular, we don't do gifts anymore. We do a lot less. We do a lot of vacations, my immediate family and I. That's how we sort of celebrate.
Right.
Anniversaries and birthdays and holidays is by going on a trip.
Mm-hmm.
And with my less immediate family, you know, I think everyone agrees it's so exhausting to be buying something, wrapping it up, mailing it. It's just, there's mm-hmm. so many hoops.
Right.
So many steps. And then you're not even sure they're going to love it.
Uh-huh.
And I know that after I've got a few gifts from my family, you know, that I just felt I didn't adore.
Uh-huh.
But I know they did.
Right.
They adored it. I was grateful for the thought and the spirit behind it. And mm-hmm. that's the part to remember, you know?
Yes.
If you don't love a present that you get, is that there was an energy that went into purchasing it.
Sure,
And even if, and it's in the receiving of it that you're thanking them.
Uh-huh. And I think that when we give a gift to somebody, we also need to just give from our heart. And let's say it's something or even some experience that they really don't care for. We need to be detached about whether or not they like it to a certain degree. It's like,
exactly.
Because it's not about us. It's
right.
not about pleasing us. Yes,
right.
It feels good to give, but it shouldn't be about their response making or breaking our day.
Right.
Yeah.
I know there's so many, it gets complicated. I know in my own family, I know that I've always felt bad if my mother said, oh, what did you think of that beautiful tile that I brought you from Italy?
Right.
And I didn't love it as much as she loved it.
Uh-huh.
And so I had to remember that she really loves me and
uh-huh.
loves me enough to give me something that she loved. It just in that remembering, I could receive it,
mm-hmm.
even though I didn't love the thing.
Yeah.
And with
my mother, I know that she would sometimes give me gifts that had some sort of strings attached. It was almost like she would give me things that she thought would be really nice in my house, in particular places. And she'd come over and she'd say, why didn't you put that vase on the mantle? I'm like,
right.
Well, because I've got it on the dining room table. It would look much better on the mantle. So,
I know. It brings up all these issues, right?
Yeah, it does.
Unworthiness, or you know, for on both sides.
It's, exactly,
it's like the giver feels unworthy if you don't display it like boldly,
right?
And the receiver feels unworthy because they feel the giver didn't really meet them where they are.
Uh-huh. Doesn't see them. Yes, exactly.
And it's sort of attached to them loving this thing. And it really brings up our stuff.
Yeah, it does.
So it's an opportunity for sure,
yes.
You know, to do some more healing and more clearing.
That makes sense. We have to go to a quick break, but more about the joy of giving and more with Stephanie Bennett Vogt when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
What does it mean to be healthy? For each of us, it means something a little different. Discover the art of herbal medicine, a natural way to help our bodies respond better to the modern-day stress and toxicity of our everyday lives. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness in Kirkland can help you choose the herbs that are right for your body. Find your herbal solutions for common health issues at urbanwellness.com. That's HERBAN wellness.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. Have you ever noticed that this reality doesn't actually work in a way that helps you thrive? I'm thrilled to announce that one of my good friends and colleagues, Dr. Glenna Rice, is bringing the incredible world of Access Consciousness to Seattle this December. You can register and learn more for the course that's coming up on December 4th by visiting drglennaevents.com. And when you're there, you're also going to find another event coming up in January that Gary Douglas is doing himself. So register now and wonder no more.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolved, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Stephanie Bennett Vogt. We are having a chat about the joy of giving and giving during the holiday season. Now, Stephanie, we had a great conversation off air because, you know, that's just the way it happens in radio. We get to continue chatting, you know, while the listeners aren't listening to us. And we were chatting about some of the wonders during the holiday season. Like, you know, I just love the decorating. And it's funny because my kids have had abundance. In fact, we gave them too much of the stuff and, you know, we all suffered from it in a sense. Some of the gifts were like fabulous. Like my 2.5-year-old, when he got his first train set, he was playing with that for a decade, you know, with the wooden tracks and all that. And then, but that there are a lot of toys that are just like, you know, clutter up the house and everything. But he was talking to a friend of his. He's now 21. And he was talking to a friend recently. And this friend was saying, well, I know you think Christmas is a really big deal, but I didn't have the kind of abundance you had. And so, you know, it's not a really good time of year for me. And he said to them, you know what? It's not about the stuff. It's about the baking the cookies together and the decorating and going to hear the music. And, you know, and he went through his list of things that had absolutely nothing to do with the gifts that show up under the tree.
Yeah. And so it brings, and that's the memory, you know,
it's
like, those are the memories. Like I'm remembering now that you're talking about my favorite, one of my favorite gifts that I got as a kid was a bicycle. And it's just to walk in, you know, and that's when I believed in Santa, and to walk in and see the tree lit. You know, we had a Christmas tree, and then see all these presents. It was magical.
Yes.
You know, magical. to have this sort of bonanza of gifts and joy, and we too received a lot. I feel. But we did the cookies also.
Yes.
And my daughter's totally into that stuff. You know, the baking and the. And they, my husband and she, have a tradition of making a gingerbread house every year, and it ends up just being some of the best memories, the best part for us of the holidays.
And you know, we have certain traditional foods that we like as well. And you know, one of the traditional foods that I grew up with, that my mother used to make, it was cheese ball. Well. She used to make this cheese spread that she put into a ball wrapped in nuts. And it wasn't until probably, I don't know, I was must have been in my 30s when I was making this standard recipe. And I got lazy and decided I'm not going to put it into a ball. I'm just going to leave it in a dish and have it be a cheese spread. And one of my older brothers said, wow, this is the way it should have been all along. So I still call it cheese ball, but I make that cheese spread. And it's actually fun to make for other people because you know, most people really, really like it. But of course, you have to make sure that the people you're giving it to actually eat dairy, because there are a lot of people who aren't eating dairy these days.
Right. I have another one.
What's that?
It could be made as a gift. My mother taught me how to make sachets with oranges.
Oh, nice.
And so I would spend, you know, a good day, you know, covering an orange with cloves of, cloves. Real, like the whole clove.
You bet.
And then we would wrap it with a ribbon and hang it, and that would be the gift. So we actually made. We weren't that wealthy, but I felt like the most abundant Christmas, and I'm remembering now why. It's we made things.
Uh huh. Right. And you know, people get really busy in their lives, and they can't always do that. And yet, I think, Stephanie, that. Sometimes the stress takes over, so people actually don't enjoy the holidays. And I've actually been there, done that myself many times.
Yeah.
How do we sort of step away from the stress and step into the joy?
Well, again, I know I'll sound like a broken record because I said this in my last time that we spoke, but I would reach for the five S's, which are to slow down, you know, just start right there, slow down. And simplify.
Mm-hmm.
Simplify is such a powerful thing. And just to stop and ask, you know, how can I simplify this?
Right.
How can I have this experience in a simpler way would be the question.
Mm-hmm.
The third is sensing, really feeling what, when you're overwhelmed, it's already a bit too late. You want to choose activities that don't send you into fight or flight. Because then the memory is of Christmas and holidays as being just this torture, this onerous thing, which I also went through phases of that as well. So sensing would be tuning in to how the experience is making you feel without attachment, without judging anybody, and, of course, especially yourself.
Right.
So that's the sensing piece. So those are the first three, slowing down, simplifying, sensing. Surrendering would be letting go of attachment. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Let go of attachment to the outcome. So the ball, you know, isn't a ball anymore. It's like a spread.
Right, exactly. And it's easier that way, too.
Yeah, and it's simpler, okay? Uh-huh. So you slow down, you simplified.
Right.
And you sense that maybe, you know, the ball thing was just too much.
Uh-huh.
It was too much for you.
Yeah.
And the last thing is self-care. It's really just gobs and gobs of self-care. And by self-care, I don't mean just doing things that feel really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's also catching yourself when you're judging yourself.
Right.
Or others. But mostly yourself and being hard on yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I didn't get Annie, you know, Aunt Molly, her favorite bottle of whiskey, you know,
right.
It's going to hate me, and I'm just I'm a loser, and all of that are just ways that we beat ourselves up.
Mm-hmm.
So what is something, so again, go back to number one, simplify.
Yeah.
What is something that Aunt Molly would like that isn't the bottle of whiskey, but, you know, could be given with love and the same intention?
Yes. And one of the things I'd like to add to that list
would be letting go of attachment to her getting mad at you.
Yes, exactly. Oh, yeah, that letting go is huge.
It's huge.
And it allows us to love better and actually ultimately give better gifts. So it's kind of like this paradox, you know. You can't sort of let go with the purpose of you know, giving better gifts. But it's sort of things will flow more naturally. And, we're not always going to make people happy. One of the things I'd like to add to that, which I think is a great list of five things, Stephanie, is asking for help. Because
That would be self-care right there.
Yeah. So I personally used to think I had to do it all myself. And I'm one of these people who does a lot well. I mean, I can multitask and work late into the night and early in the morning and get a lot done. Holidays like Thanksgiving now, like my youngest son, he helped a lot this year. And so it's a sort of thing where it made the day more fun for me. Mm-hmm. And it made him feel better about himself because he had contributed to the meal in a big way. So, you know, it's actually a really good thing to give to others is to ask for help.
Well, and this is where surrender comes in as well, where you're surrendering control.
Oh, yeah, that big C.
Of having it be a certain way, the way you've always done it.
Right.
And, you know, so you're... You know, six-year-old steps in to do some of it, some of the little baby stuff, and, you know, it's not going to be perfect, right?
Right, right.
So how easy is it to let go of control of things being the way they've always been? That's
right.
The challenge. I know it is for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's such a great practice, you know, for life.
Yeah. Well, we're going to come back in a few moments, and we're going to actually have some very specific gift suggestions that you might want to consider for giving people on their holiday list or to put on your own holiday list when we return here in a few moments.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Have you been seeing numbers like 111 and 222 everywhere you go? Do you feel that the universe may be trying to get your attention, perhaps offering a message of some sort? As it turns out, numerical patterns and certain types of geometry form the very fabric of our reality, from cells under a microscope to the astronomy of our night sky. At Stellar Reflections, we offer special sessions which tap into these patterns, designed specifically to support you on your journey. The 111 and 222 activations are sessions activating new patterns in your energy field, which in turn can help you create new patterns in your life. After just one session with a practitioner, either in person or via distance, clients report gaining greater clarity, becoming more intuitive, and honoring their inner truth as they move forward in their lives. Curious about what these transformational sessions might do for you? Call 425-999-9836 or visit StellarReflections.com. That's StellarReflections.com.
Dancing and prancing in Jingle Bell Square in the frosty air. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle Bell time is a swell time to go riding in a one-horse sleigh.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. You know, we're having a conversation about gift giving during the holiday season. And Stephanie, I know that, first of all, I love stuff under the tree. I have to come out of the closet. I like the abundance of pretty packages under the tree and little things sticking out of stockings. So for me, it's like, I'm happy to wrap up a couple of, you know, pairs of socks to have another package under the tree.
Right.
Or have my kids, you know, wrap up like some little tablet or something for me. It's just, I get a kick out of it. I know it creates more recycling. We try to reuse boxes, but it creates more recycling, but it's so pretty.
It really, really is pretty. It's so pretty. I agree. You're really, this, I was saying to you in the break, which I want to say publicly, is you're really bringing, you're helping me remember the best parts of the holiday for me. I'm just feeling a lot of love right now.
And, oh, that's, you know, great.
Gratitude for my mother, who really went all out, just like you do, you know?
Yeah, just
kids.
Like my mother did, my father as well. Yeah. Christmas was a big deal. And it should be joyful. And I know that there are people with sad memories associated with Christmas.
Yeah.
It can be a hard time of year.
Yeah.
And it should be the best possible for a person in whatever way they feel. You know, I know there's some people actually have, you know, they were raised with Christmas and they've actually stepped away from it. And that's fine if that's right for them.
Right.
But I'm just, I just love it. And, you know, we were talking about potential gifts to give people that were experiences. And there are a lot of great things out there. And I've had some wonderful people on my show. I mean, first of all, there are lots of wonderful books out there. And so I think that if people read, like, you know, on their Nook or the Kindle, you can actually gift these things through online, you know.
I know, and they don't take up any space.
I know, but some people actually like the physical book. So that's, you know, that's a possibility as well.
Yeah.
Also, I think that there are a bunch of experiences out there that, like, for instance, one of the guests I had on the show is Jean Hainer. She does face reading and Chinese astrology.
I studied with Jean.
Did
she,
you
and
really?
I recall it. Yeah. We both studied space clearing together, so I know her.
Yeah, she's great. And so I remember doing a face reading and Chinese astrology session with her, and it was fascinating.
Yeah,
and
she's, you know, fantastic.
Right, and there's like Mary Gettin. She was an animal communicator, and I know that there are people out there who would really appreciate getting a session with an animal communicator so they can figure out what's going on with their dog or their cat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are packages that people like Dr. Carolyn Dean, who talks about a lot about magnesium and minerals. They offer packages online. There are all sorts of things, learning experiences like Hans Christian King. And I know, Stephanie, you offer some things like that, too. What is it you offer that could be experiences as opposed to things?
Yeah. Actually, I have two online courses that are very reasonably priced on Daily Ohm.
Uh-huh.
And if you went to Daily Ohm, you'd find them. But, you know, you can also find them on my website at spaceclear.com. In the menu, in the header bar, I have a little, you know, click on that says Daily Ohm. And I have two courses. One is a 28-day clearing course called Clear Your Home, Clear Your Life. It's a bestseller. It has been a popular favorite. And then I just, 2 years ago, I created a new course called A Year to Clear What's Holding You Back.
Right.
And that is 365 days. It's really 365 lessons that arrive in your inbox for a year. And that's become a huge, both of them are hugely popular. And one is, you know, again, depends on what your giftee would enjoy.
Right.
You know, if they could only handle a month, the first one. And if they want to go for the whole year, it's very minimal. It's almost like you get a message, a very short message in your inbox every day.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I've seen pieces of that, and I've also read your book, A Year to Clear,
yeah,
which has all the messages.
Yeah, A Year to Clear came from that. And Year to Clear is a perfect stocking stuffer because it fits in the stocking. It's not a big book, but it's also 365 lessons. And they're different than the course. They're not not a carbon copy of the course, so you could give somebody both, and a tangible thing and a virtual thing.
Mm-hmm. And I know that people have experienced a lot of transformation from that as well. So it's something that's tried and true.
Yeah, the book, the course. I actually didn't know if a year was going to be too long for people.
Uh-huh.
So I tried it as an experiment on Daily Ohm, and I just watched the comments, and it 6,000 comments later, I realized I think I have something here.
Uh-huh.
I think,
yeah.
And that's what inspired me to write the book.
And it's a beautiful book. Yes.
Well, thanks. I think it's just, you know, it's a real treasure of a book. And I hope other people feel that way as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it's perfect for now because we're starting a new year. It's a great way to honor and sort of get excited about making changes,
mm-hmm,
in gentlest possible way.
Right. And, you know, there are all sorts of other experiences to give. And, you know, we've only touched the surface. But, of course, you know, you can give somebody the experience of a healing session. You can give somebody the experience of going to a conference. I know that there's an I Can Do It conference coming to Seattle. There's also the Women of Wisdom conference coming to Seattle as well.
Mm.
I think it's like the 24th year of Women of Wisdom. I'm actually speaking at that one as well.
Oh, good.
There's Byron Katie. I think she's going to be here the end of January in the Seattle area. But there are lots of things like that where people might look online and say, oh, I'm not sure I'm going to spend that kind of money on myself. Or, you know, I'm interested in getting that astrology reading, but I don't know that I really want to, you know, commit the funds, or I don't have. That's the kind of thing that when somebody gets that gift, they'd be so excited to say, yay, I really wanted to do that. It's sort of honoring who they are and the kinds of things they're interested in, but also giving them permission to not only have that experience, but to sort of also think that they're worthy of it. Because sometimes people don't think that they're worthy.
Right.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, people need to buy it themselves to get the most worth. You know, if it's given to them sometimes, it's like they don't get as much out of it as if they have to sort of just, you know, gotta hurt a teeny tiny bit. You have to be committed, right?
Sometimes, so, yes, yeah.
And sometimes, you know, you know, it's like, think about giving yourself a gift.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you worth it? Are you worth next year giving yourself a class or a massage or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's perfectly appropriate when we are busy getting gifts of one sort or another, which might just include like a letter to somebody about how you feel or the role that they played in your life. You know, it doesn't have to be something
that,
that'd be a fabulous gift.
Oh, my God.
And I forget where I was going with this. Huh. Whoops. Anyway, it must be because time's about to end. But anyway, I think that we've come up with some great suggestions. And Stephanie, I just love your perspective on life and simplification. And I've loved some of your suggestions today about how to make this a truly joyful season. Thank you for being here. And for
and if
doing
all
this.
Else fails, just keep remembering to simplify. Just slow down and simplify.
Yeah.
Slow down and simplify. And something's going to shake your way. It just does.
Uh-huh.
You know, when you're just feeling completely just overwhelmed and caught up and lost and not remembering what the spirit of the holiday is, just to remember those, you know, stop, breathe, slow down, simplify.
Right.
And the best stuff will start to percolate through.
Wonderful. And I wanted to let you guys know that that cheese ball recipe, I'm actually going to put up on our Facebook page, The Christine Upchurch Show on Facebook. I'm also going to post probably sometime next week a special holiday article that I wrote, and it's been published a couple different places, but it's about my five-year-old self at Christmas putting out a Christmas wish to Santa and having an amazing manifestation. But I want to thank you for joining us here today. It's always a gift to get to talk to you. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.